Finding a way to stop the growing problem of Asian carp has been swimming through the minds of Illinois biologists for years. One town on the Illinois River is taking matters into their own hands. Betty DeFord is the founder of the Redneck Fishing Tournament. Since 2005, she's led fishermen on a weekend-long hunt to get rid of the invasive creatures. She's joining us on the phone now from her home in Bath, where the tournament is this weekend. Bath's about 50 miles northwest of Springfield on the Illinois River. Good morning, Betty. Welcome to the 21st.
Good morning. Thank you.
How did this event first get started, Betty?
This event started several years back when my husband and myself and our 16-foot John boat and my daughter and a friend were just taking a little cruise down the Bath Chute, which is a seven-mile stretch, combines the Illinois River each direction, and we ran into a school of the silver Asian carp, and they about swamped our boat. We were beating them out with brooms and the boat oars, everything we had, hitting with our hands, and by the time we got out of there, we were bloodied and slimed from head to toe and had 32 fish left in the boat that were still throwing out. We thought we were going under. So it's called the Revenge of the Carp because we started this tournament and we thought, well, we'd get them out of there so we could take the grandkids out, you know, boat riding or fishing or whatever, and we were just going to get them out of there, and it just totally grew.
And Betty, I think it's hard for people to understand who haven't been through this experience, but you're describing it pretty well for people. There's two species of carp, and one of them actually jumps. And so when they hear your boat motors, what actually happens?
These silver ones are the ones that get very irritated with the boat motor, and they jump out of the water, and they can jump up to 10 to 12 foot high out of the water. I was actually driving a pontoon boat and had one come up, smack me in my shoulder and on my side of my face, and I was black and blue from this thing.
Oh, no. Now, how do you all, for this fishing tournament, then how are you catching them? So you're not actually using, there's no fishing poles involved here.
They don't bite on pole and line, but they jump out of the water. So you are allowed one handheld dip net per participant in the boat, and you try to catch as many of them as you possibly can in a two-hour heat.
What's the record? What's the record for who's caught the most?
I think that belonged to Randy Stockham, and I think they've caught 462.
462 carp?
Yes.
How did they even fit that on their boat?
They had to come in and dump. They take big barrels and put on the boat, so you have to allow for the weight of the fish plus the weight of the fishermen on your boat, so you're legal. They had to come in and make three trips in with the barrels to dump them and go back out in a two-hour period.
Well, because you have to be really careful with that weight. I mean, the boat might sink, right?
Yes, you sure do. You do. But it's a lot of fun, but we actually that year we don't go by pounds because there's no way we could with the fish, but we actually caught 10,600 fish in 4 2-hour heats, and I limit it to 50 boats per heat. So that is a heck of a lot of fish that the silver ones we took out of this
river. Right. And we should point out to people it's illegal to throw Asian carp back into the water. So what do you do with these things once they're caught?
We have Schaefer Industries, a fish market from up north, comes and they bring a refrigerated truck and they put we park the truck down there and we load them into tubs up there. They take our fish for us and they make it into fertilizer.
Oh, they make it into fertilizer. Have you ever tasted Asian carp, Betty?
I sure have.
Is it good?
If you'd like, it is good. And if you would like to, Saturday down at the event, which is this weekend in Bath, we have Clint Carter, and we also have Chef Perello from Louisiana coming down. That is a well-known chef down there. They are going to be doing Asian carp samples of the fried, and they're also going to be doing like a fish gumbo from the chef that he makes different recipes. And they are good. The only thing I'll be truthful with you. The only thing I couldn't the taste in my mind is fish tacos. I'm sorry, but there's just something about tacos and fish that just doesn't mix with me. But
oh, so you don't like fish tacos. Okay. But what does it taste like? Is it kind of like, does Asian carp, is it kind of like tilapia or cod, or is it more sort of like kind of your more traditional kind of river whitefish? What does it taste like?
It's more of a traditional fish. It's good. It depends on how you batter it, what kind of battering you got, but fried, and it is good. It's good and it's tasty. And that's what we're trying to promote down here, because we have so many in our river that you're not going to get out of it, rid of them. And this tournament, actually, of catching that many fish is making a small dent in it. We're bringing the awareness of the problem. But look how many hungry people we have in this world, how much foreign aid we sent over. Send these carp over there. That's you know, there's food here. That's what they eat. That's what they like to eat. And there you go. You know, help people by eating the darn things.
Betty, have you noticed a difference between when you first started doing this 10 years ago in terms of the volume of carp that you're seeing in the water in Bath?
Yes, there's more fish.
More carp.
They spawn between 3 and 4 times a year, and we have the ideal spawn in place right down here on the Bath Chute.
Mm-hmm. And how many, and what's the, if someone wants to get involved with the tournament, what do they need to do?
They need to come to Bath, Illinois, come to the riverfront. Our heats are Friday and Saturday this week, noon to 2, 4 to 6 p.m. It's $50 to bring your boat down, make sure it's all legal, and bring one handheld dip net per participant. Come on down, get you signed up. You sign up 2 hours beforehand. So we start signing in people at 10 o'clock every morning, 2 o'clock every afternoon. Come on down, and we'll get you signed in, and you can go out there. You can even wear costumes, because we have costume judging for that also.
Well, I have two more questions for you. With the costumes, is there protective headgear that you recommend people wear?
You can wear protective headgear. We have had broken noses and black eyes, because when you're catching one of them, the relative jumps up and gets you from behind. You don't know they're coming.
Is there a prize for the person who catches the most Asian carp, Betty?
Yes, there is. We do prizes both days. We used to split it up. We do cash prizes for the first, second, third, fourth prize, and they also win trophies for the event. And I might add that the event that we have down here, after we have live bands, we have everything along with that. We even have a bags tournament on Saturday morning. Starts at 9 o'clock, check in between 8 and 9. And all the proceeds, after the expenses, goes to the Central Illinois Homeless Veterans.
Oh, so all of the proceeds go to a good cause, as you're saying, homeless veterans.
Yes, I started that 3 years ago. My husband went to Danville 3 years ago, and for a program for a couple months, and that's when I found out how many homeless that we have in Illinois alone. So we're doing our small part to help.
Homeless veterans and getting rid of Asian carp. Betty DeFord is the founder of the original Redneck Fishing Tournament, which is this weekend in Bath, Illinois. Betty, thanks for taking the time to be with us.
Thank you so very much. Come on down. It's fun.
Thanks, Betty. There's some great videos of how this happens. Betty did a great job of describing it. But if you follow 21st Show, we'll tweet out a couple of those. National Geographic channel was down there filming a whole special about this. So they've got a lot on there.